listen while you list. BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that always gets an acceptance scan. Now here's your host, Scan Master, Griff.
Well, so-called. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. The time you spend on social media may be well spent or not, or pretty much wasted, usually. Kathy Terrell is here now to tell us how to ensure that time pays off all the time in 2018. Now, she's the CEO of Love to Be Selling, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller, NYC Fitness Family Finds. That's NYC Fitness Family Finds. Kathy, if sellers only have 10 minutes to spend on social media, what should they do?
Take a bath.
That's a great question.
Take a bubble bath.
Happy New Year, Lee and Griff. How are you?
Good.
Good. So if you only have 10 minutes to spend on social media, what you really want to laser focus on is, where are your shoppers? You know, you may enjoy social media A, but your shoppers are on social media B.
Uh-oh.
But what you need to think about step A is, and this doesn't need to take a lot of time, is think about who shops with you. And if you're a variety seller, think about your main category and the main people that are shopping with you. What characteristics do they have?
So for you, what is it for you, for instance, Kathy?
Pinterest and Facebook for myself.
Pinterest and Facebook, okay.
I have a variety store. I sell a lot of clothing. Clothing is absolutely Facebook, very much Pinterest, Lee.
Yeah.
Very much. Jewelry, too. Handbags, shoes. Basically, think women's fashion of all kinds. Because sometimes people will say to me, oh, well, you know, my stuff isn't Bergdorf's. It's more Target. Trust me, Target is all over Pinterest. So any women's clothing, any men's clothing, and because of that criteria, also children's clothing, you definitely want to be on Pinterest. But that being said, and I've got a tip sheet for you on my website. So if you head over to ilovetobeselling.com, grab the essential social media cheat sheet, because it's going to give you some super tips. Your boards need to be niched. So, for instance, women's clothes. Well, we'll do Griff, men's shirts.
Okay.
You don't want men's shirts. It's too broad a category. 5 or 6 years ago, that might have worked. That no longer works on Pinterest. To help you with search, to help you get found, to help you get repinned and liked and commented, you want to be tightly categorized. So it would be men's dress shirts. It could be men's Hawaiian shirts. It could be men's bowling shirts. And Pinterest actually has a very nifty thing, and I've just started playing with it about a month ago. They now have sections. So let's say you hadn't listened to Kathy or Lee or Griff about Pinterest, and you have a very general men's clothing board. You just sort of higgledy-piggledy, everything's in there. Shoes is in there. Ties is in there. Jackets is in there. Well, Pinterest now has what is called sections. So from that board, you can now create, it's like eBay store categories, Griffin Lee. So you would have your men's clothing main category, and then you would have subcategories of jackets, ties, etc. Well, same thing on Pinterest, and Pinterest just has done this in the past year. So you can now do a subcategory of your board of men's Hawaiian shirts or men's red shirts or bowling shirts or plaid shirts, and that can be a way to very quickly, under 10 minutes, more tightly categorize your board so it's easier to browse. Lee, I don't know if you've noticed this, but sometimes when you land on people's Pinterest boards, there's 200 pins on their board.
Yeah, enough already.
I'm like, right? It's like, how do I get through this? Well, the sections will do that. So just take the time, and it's really quick and easy. You can do it off a tablet, but I do it on the computer. I just find it's easier that way.
So
you can quickly do the sections and then categorize it.
So you said that you use your shoppers. Because of the type of shopper you have, you use Pinterest and Facebook. What if your audience was young people?
If it's really young, and by young, under 30 or even under 20.
Yeah, I'm talking really about, something under 20.
Snapchat,
okay.
Yeah, you want to be doing Snapchat.
So explain Snapchat. Instagram. Explain Snapchat to us, would you please?
I don't do Snapchat because it's not my customer base.
There's
a ton of good tutorials. I'll tell you, though, another good place for millennials besides Snapchat is Instagram.
Okay.
And Instagram is all about your pictures. So if you are selling to people under 20, you want your pictures, and not that people over 20 don't need good pictures too, but particularly if you're on Instagram, you really want pictures that pop, that really are interesting to look at. When you're loading to Instagram, when you're uploading the picture to Instagram, and it's a phone app, so it needs to be on your phone or tablet, there's filters, so you can have fun. Just like with the eBay photo uploader, where you can crop and you can go lighter and you can go darker, Instagram has some filters that are built right in, so you can add things to the picture to make it pop out more. But it's very important that your pictures are in focus. It's very important that they're engaging and that the item really pops. And then with Instagram, don't write a novel, because, again, it's on your phone, so really a sentence or two at the most. And a ton of hashtags. For the most part with Instagram, you're looking at 11 hashtags or more. Because that's how you're found on search on Instagram.
And hashtags. For the newbie, explain the hashtag.
Okay, so for hashtags, and this is in the Essential Social Media Cheat Sheet, hashtags essentially help search find the item. So you're either hashtagging something that is related to the item. So back to shirts. Let's say it's a men's, it's an L.L. Bean. I'm writing this down so I can figure out hashtags. L.L. Bean, men's, red plaid shirt. Okay? So I'm going to say something about it, and then a hashtag would be L.L. Bean, because that's what it is. It's your keywords. Men's shirt. I could hashtag eBay because it's for sale on eBay.
I
could hashtag for sale so that they know it's for sale. Then also think about how they would use it. Why would I be wearing this L.L. Bean men's red plaid shirt? Hashtag Hunter. Hashtag weekend casual.
Griff,
so you want to think lifestyle as well as the characteristics
of
the
item. Do you do hashtags, Griff?
Well, I do when I'm using Pinterest, yeah. And I sometimes use it on Facebook. Yeah, I use hashtags.
Okay.
I think you kind
of
have to.
Now, on Facebook and Pinterest, one or two hashtags have changed quite a bit. So, for instance, years ago, you would see a lot of hashtags on Facebook. Okay? And this is why it's good to keep on top of what's current. Just like with eBay listings, things that were very in vogue 4 or 5 years ago are not a great idea now. It's the same thing on social media. So, on Facebook, one or two hashtags at most, because Facebook search now will actually pull the keywords out of your description. So that is going on, similar to what eBay search does. It's pulling the keywords from your title.
So you're saying that hashtags are not as important on Facebook?
It's not that they're not important. It's just you don't need to overdo it the way on Instagram for now. And again, all things are subject to change on social media. For now, with Instagram, quite a few hashtags are good. On Facebook and Pinterest, two or less. The same holds, by the way, for Twitter, is two or less. And I know she's going to be on later. I learned that with Marcia Collier years ago when she was at the eBay radio show in Vegas. And she spoke to that. So we're talking, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? And she spoke to it, speaking of how people were overdoing it with hashtags on Twitter. And that really two hashtags or less get you more engagement. And there's a lot of studies on that. So sometimes sellers think, more is better. That's not necessarily true. You always want to look at what's going to get you the best results. So for Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, two hashtags or less. Instagram, you really want to try and do 11 or more. And if you can only come up with 9, great. But think keyword, what are the characteristics of this item? And then how would I be using this or wearing this?
Now, for those who are advanced users of social media, what do you suggest to them?
You know what I really think about, Lee, is once you're advanced, that means that you know your customer. You know where they live. You know whether they're on Pinterest or Twitter or Instagram. You are posting regularly. You know how to create a good post. You're getting engagement with your people. They are liking. They are commenting. They are retweeting. They are pinning. So what you're looking at now is creating a social media strategy. So, for instance, we're a couple weeks away from Valentine's Day. I go and I look at my items that I'm going to be selling for Valentine's Day that I think would sell: red shirts, gorgeous jewelry, beautiful gift items. And I make a list, 10, 15 items, depending on how much I'm selling. And then I strategize those 10 items. What am I going to do with them to feature on social media? Am I going to be posting to Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest? And how am I going to post? Is it going to be more social, more romantic? How do I want to go about posting this? For instance, if I was going to be posting, if I had a bunch of housewares that would be great for Valentine's Day, I'm going to want some social posts about how much fun it is to cook and recipes and, you know, maybe famous cooks, maybe celebrities in the kitchen. And then I'm going to be putting up my items. So I want to create an entire strategy to help promote the items that I want to sell for Valentine's Day.
So that's a good thing for us to all do this afternoon.
Absolutely. Well,
get ready for Valentine's Day.
Exactly. You can do this with any holiday. So I know Valentine's Day is coming up. Well, what's right behind that? St. Patrick's Day, a lot of times.
Well, there's President's Day, I think, isn't it?
Exactly. Huge sale time. So that's a great time to think about, am I going to run a big sale? If I am going to run a big sale, what items do I want to feature?
We just gave away one of your books last hour. We want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Kathy. Always great to speak to you.
Come back.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. Up next, coping with taxes. When we come back with more of eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.